After a meeting with top federal health officials, SEIU President Andrew Stern announced that the union would encourage its membership to volunteer for vaccination. The union represents about 1.5 million health workers nationwide. But Stern also said that the government had not, quote, dealt with real-life issues, unquote, in formulating the plan. SEIU spokesperson T.J. Michaels says the union is concerned that there aren't enough worker safeguards in the White House proposal. She said the plan lacks a thorough screening program to identify those who should not get vaccinated.
Right now there's just a questionnaire, but there's not actual medical screening, i.e. like a blood test. Because this vaccine is probably the least safe human vaccine, people who are immunocompromised are at risk for severe side effects. The last time people were routinely vaccinated was in 1972. And since then, there's a lot more immunocompromised people. For instance, there was no AIDS or HIV back then. And there are a lot of people who don't know that they're HIV positive or have AIDS. And they would be at serious risk if they were to receive this vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci from the CDC has estimated that 30 to 50 million Americans shouldn't receive it.
Michaels also said that the union is concerned about properly educating health workers about how to prevent spreading the vaccine to immune-compromised patients. The vaccine is made from a live virus called vaccinia, a relative of smallpox. A study discussed in a recent issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association indicated that the vaccinia virus can be spread from someone recently vaccinated to someone not vaccinated, resulting in contact vaccinia. This disease can cause a rash, fever, body aches, and on rare occasions, death. The study indicated that children and people with a history of eczema were the most vulnerable. The union is also concerned about proper administration of the vaccine. According to Michaels, the federal government is not abiding by the latest safety regulations for needles.
We have 50 million needles that have been ordered by the federal government that don't have safety on them. They don't comply with the Needle Stick Prevention Act. So at this point, we need to make sure that employers and hospitals are encouraged to use their own supply of needles with safeties to prevent accidental pricks of any kind that could be dangerous to the person administering the vaccine as well as the patient receiving it.
Michaels also says that the current White House plan does nothing to assist health workers who will be sickened by the vaccine.
What could be done for those people that do get sick from this vaccine? The healthcare workers that are out there, they make major sacrifices, and they're ready to put their patients first. But there needs to be some sort of compensation, medical or economic, if they do get sick. Right now, there's nothing in place.
Although the threat of a smallpox outbreak in the United States is currently theoretical, the side effects of the vaccine are very real to volunteers in vaccine tests at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. While doctors there are not seeing any unusual adverse reactions, they are surprised at the severity of the reactions they are seeing. In one study, side effects were so severe, a third of the volunteers had to stay home from work or school for at least a day. For KPFA News, I'm Kelia Romaris.